Om Shanti and good morning. Baba's Murli was very inspiring and very touching and very deep yesterday. Touched on a lot of things on being attachment free and being ever ready. I particularly appreciated that. It was a very good feeling. And meeting such a great family there and being in such a big hall, I met Sister Sabita. Sister Sabita is from Guyana and has been living in New York since a long time, and she has been in Baba's knowledge over 40 years. And she does Baba's service in the United Nations. You know, Baba's approach of being very poetic and scientific has made her interested in Gyan, and has explored various ways of the self. Today's topic is about the creating the eternal mantra. So she comes across as very friendly and very humble by nature. So she does want to give a family feeling. Thanks for coming in front. So I'm sure you'll experience a lot of family feeling, and you'll be able to sense a lot of divine qualities just like I did. Thank you very much, and enjoy the class and create your own mantra. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And a very good morning to all of you. And thank you very much for that nice introduction, Rajesh Bhai. Actually, it's my honor and pleasure to share with you all a few of my insights, and to also hear from you what your thoughts are on this subject on eternal mantra. When Sona asked me to share something about creating our own mantras, I thought, that's an interesting topic. Because somebody asked me, what happened to the mantra Baba gave us? You know, aren't those good enough? And I said, yes, they are definitely good enough. It means Baba gave us those mantras, you know, Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav. But what's keeping us back from mastering that? You know, Manmanabhav, as we know, means be mine with your mind, right? And Madhyajibhav means remember the one in the middle, become like that one, which is Vishnu. And if Baba gave us these mantras, he would have given us these mantras with the blessing, right? That I can attain it, I can achieve it, I can make it my own. I can master the art. And how many years now we've been doing this? You know, every time, especially after I passed 30 years in Gyan, and people will ask, how long are you with Baba? I really hesitate to say 30. Now even more so, 40. It's like 40 years. Yes, Tabitha, where are you? How close are you? I'm not going to say how far am I, but how close am I to perfecting this, these arts and everything that Baba has taught us, you know, because it's like 40 years. Wow, that's a long time. And how much more work do I have to do, you know? And so when I was asked to share on this, I thought, yes, this is something I can give a lot of extra thought on. And maybe, hopefully, inspire you all also to give it some extra thought. And not just see it as, Baba said, remember me alone. Or, yes, become like Vishnu, you know, attain my inheritance. But what does it actually mean? Somewhere I read many years ago that mantra, means advice for the mind. Now, I was trying to look it up again to see where did I read that, and I couldn't find it. But it stuck in my head, you know, a long time ago. Mantra, advice for the mind. So if it's an advice for the mind, as you know, when people using mantras, right, what do you use mantras for? To chant, right? And they repeat, right, those words. And they repeat them and they, for a long time, you know, and they keep chanting them with the hope that they will be uplifted. And because they are elevated words, they are positive words, they are powerful words, by repeating it over a period of time, yes, right, we do generate some energy that lifts the soul. And so they feel that, power is there, right? Another definition for mantra is a sacred thought that creates concentration in the mind. And so a sacred thought that creates concentration or brings concentration, because by repeating this, these words, eventually, hopefully, the mind is able to stay there. Now that's what is being practiced, right? Mainly in Hinduism, and of, I should say all religions, because Christians also have, they don't call it mantras, but they do have, they do recite the Hail Mary. So they do have prayers that they keep chanting. Baba comes and says, I teach you two mantras, Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav, a sacred thought for the mind, an advice for the mind. And what's the advice for the mind? Be mine with your mind. Right? Or claim your inheritance, right? Remember the one in the middle, which is Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar. Become like Vishnu again. This is what you are. Become like that. And so every day, Baba reminds us of these two mantras. My question to myself has been, how can I make Baba mine with my mind? What do I have to do? Because the answer wouldn't be to repeat Manmanabhav, right? We know it's not going to work like that, right? I can't be repeating Manmana, or I can't even be reminding myself, I need to remember Baba, I need to remember Baba. Baba say, be soul conscious. So even to keep reminding myself is not the accurate use of mantra. Mantra, advice for the mind. I'm only repeating it in words. I'm only repeating it to myself, reminding myself of what I need to do, rather than actually doing it, right? That I need to be mine, be Baba's with my mind. And how do I go about doing that? What are the different things I have to do so that I can belong to Baba fully? Because it's not just my mind. With my mind will come my nature, my sanskar, my heart, my everything about me needs to belong to Baba. You know, just before coming here, the North American and South American Caribbean group was meeting with Didi Nirmala, and this was one of the things that came up. You know, how can I make Baba mine with my mind? What are the different things I have to do? And Baba said yesterday, and really also, you know, we have to conquer attachment. Because to belong to Baba, I have to. I can't, you know, I always say Baba is a very jealous God, you know. He doesn't he doesn't share us with anybody else. You know, he's, and even the path of devotion, I remember my grandfather used to say, Shiva is a very jealous God. You have to be very careful when you're making Shiva your Ishta Devata. Ishta Devata means your favorite deity, because he's a very jealous God. You know, he doesn't share. He doesn't share his friendship with anyone else. Meaning, when I belong to Baba, right, I can't share that with anyone else. who is the anyone else? Of course, Maya, right? We have to love, but like Eva always would say, we have to conquer attachment. We have to conquer attachment. Because to belong to Baba, to belong to Shiva, I cannot belong to anyone else or anything else, including my own body. Even this body is not mine. You know, so that's the level of when Baba says, be mine with your mind. You know, so what I thought we do today is share a little bit from what my thoughts are about being mine with our mind, belonging to Baba, making Baba mine in all different ways, you know, in from my heart, my total soul, making Baba really mine. And I'm sure all of you sitting here, that's your deep feeling, or it's an aim that I know I belong to Baba. Many times we feel that sense of belonging, and it tastes very sweet. And so our deep wish would be, can I belong to Baba inside out? Can I belong to Baba 24/7? You know, we do belong to Him, right? And Baba belongs to us. But we don't always feel it, do we? Do we? Do you always feel it? I might be wrong, but I don't always feel it. Yes, there are little things that happen day to day, right, that make us forget, and then we get caught up, right? And then something will happen, and then we remind ourselves, ah, yes, but Baba didn't say that this morning, or this wasn't my aim for today, or something like that. You know, we remember things that pull us back, but we do belong to Him. What Baba wants us to do is, I should feel that sense of belonging consistently. He always uses the word constantly. Even last night, right? How many times Baba said constantly? That's His favorite word. He doesn't like the word sometimes. So everything has to be constant. And we know that it's not like that, right? And to make anything constant, it's not that easy, is it? Is it? It's not that easy. We try, we do so many things, maybe make so many efforts, but it's not just constant. So today we want to talk about creating our own mantra. Okay, Baba gave us this mantra, be mine with your mind. Can I create a mantra that will help me apply that mantra 24/7? Something like that will make it practical. Something that will make it easier for me to really experience that sense of belonging on a more consistent basis. What do you think? Possible? Possible? Probably you're already doing it, but maybe not calling it mantra. And because of the title of the class, right? We're going to call it mantra, right? Creating my own mantra. Is it possible? Would you like to give it a try? Yes? You all have your books and pens? Because you have to do a little bit of writing. So, what I thought we'd do is, if we're going to explore finding a mantra that can work for me, that will help me to make this Manmanabhav something more practical, something more down to earth, we might want to start with identifying a situation which is a bit of a challenge to you, and a situation in which you need to feel that sense of belonging with Baba. A situation that it's an ongoing thing, It's something that you probably have to deal with or face on a regular basis, and it's a bit of a challenge. Did you come up with it? If it's a regular one, it shouldn't be too difficult. Something that you have to deal with on a regular basis. Did you identify it? Identify a challenging situation that you have to deal with on a regular basis. Not necessarily every day, but regularly. Or even if regular is you don't have that issue, but something that is there pending at the moment. Something that you have to deal with at the moment might not be a regular one. Are you able to identify it? Everyone? Okay. Now, you're on a time schedule here. For the next minute and a half, I would like you to write, don't think too much, right? Just off the top of your head, keeping in mind that situation, and just write for a minute. Don't think, you're thinking. You haven't started to write. Don't think. The situation is in your head. You already have it in your mind. Just start writing. Whatever comes. Don't think. Just start writing. Yes? A challenging situation that is ongoing or regular, or even if it's a one-time something. And I'm going to start timing you now. Now it's 11:20. So take a minute and a half and just write whatever comes about that situation. For those who just came in, it's a little exercise that we're doing. If you can think of a challenging situation that you have at the moment, and to take a minute and just write. Just write anything about that situation that comes to your mind. Okay. Your minute is up. It looks like. Now, I would like you to look at what you wrote and quickly underline three words that stood out or standing out. Just underline three words that catch your eye. You don't read what you just wrote. Just look at it, and the first three words that catch your eye, underline them. Or if you didn't really write them down now. What were the first three words that caught your mind? Got it? Now, take another minute and write whatever comes to your mind about those three words that you just underlined. Take another minute and write whatever comes to your mind, free flowing. Don't let your ego come into play here. Don't try to justify, why did I think of that bad word, anger? No, whatever it might be. Right? Those three words, take a minute and just write. Whatever comes to your mind. Okay. And now lastly, for 30 seconds, look again at your paper, and the first word that your eye falls on, for 30 seconds, use that word and create a powerful thought. Remember, mantra is a powerful sacred thought for your mind. So look at what you just wrote and pick out that one word and write your powerful mantra. You did? Finish? Okay. Is there anyone who would like to share something, anything? What? First of all, was it easy to do this? It was easy. Did you think a lot? You didn't think. You just wrote. Very good. Was it easy to write your mantra? No? Somebody said no? It was easy. It wasn't so bad. Okay. Anyone would like to share what the three words were and what your mantra is? You don't have to share the situation. We don't want to know your story. Your story is your story, right? But what the three words are, and what mantra you came up with from those three words. Yes? Yes? English? You will, or Spanish? Okay. The protection of Baba is giving me so much power. Okay, very nice. Anyone else? Maybe one or two more? No? The three words and the mantra. That's the mantra. Okay, good. Bob is my everything. Anyone else? Yes, brother.
My issue is procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
My three words were habit, timing, done. My mantra is the time is now.
Good. Great. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Yes.
Break.
And the mantra?
Mantra, love Baba only.
Love Baba only. Very good. Yes. You see, why I ask you to do this exercise is because as much as Baba wants us to belong to him, we have 63 birds of, baggage that we are carrying, isn't it? Right, so we came from the golden age, silver age was wonderful, beautiful, come copper age, we started to create karmas, right? So we are carrying, a lot of stuff, that's locked away in our subconscious and create personality traits and samskaras and all these things, right? And today, at the end of Iron Age, when we thought, time to go home, I'm tired now, what does Baba come and say? You're not going home yet. You have a little bit of work to do, right? We have to clean up, right? We have to settle up. We have to pack up. We have to do all these things that we didn't really cater for. We didn't bargain for all of that. We thought finding God, that's the end of it. Now I can go home. But Baba says, no, okay, I'm not just father, I'm your teacher. So I'm going to teach you, right? Which means you have to study. And I'm your guru, which means you have to claim blessings. It's like, uh-oh, all right. But I love him. I belong to him, right? I want to become that deity again. But I have the work to do. And so every situation that comes in front of us is just the tip of the iceberg, if you want to say that, is what I'm just seeing. But it behind that is a lot of other things that have been adding up that now is manifesting itself in this form in front of me. Last night's Murli, Baba reminded us of the deep philosophy of karma. Right? It's a deep philosophy of karma. And so whatever it is we are doing, not to be scared, not to be anxious about anything, but just know that everything is happening to help me to clean up, to grow, to pack up, to clear up, to achieve what I really want to achieve, and that is self-mastery, self-perfection, karmatic stage, whatever you want to call it, whatever feels right, comfortable to your heart, right? That's what I want to achieve. I want to regain right control over my mind. I want to claim back my lost self-sovereignty. Whatever it is that will boost your self-esteem, whatever it is that will build your inner capacity, that's your mantra. It's not just nice words. You know, like Baba said last night, you are the master sons of knowledge. That's a very powerful thing. It sounds beautiful, but what does it actually mean? And I am that. For some of us, we might think, oh, that's a lot of work, right? Especially when we're new in Gyan. I know when I first heard master son of knowledge, it's like, what does that mean? How do I ever get there? You know, it seems so far-fetched. Over time, yes, I begin to understand, right? So we have to start with things that will really boost me up, things that will empower me, words that I can connect with. So Baba gave us many things. I have to find what works for me. And he provides all this information. Start with what works for you. And once you start with what works for you, then you build yourself up. And then you continue climbing. And this is why we thought of creating our own mantra, meaning for every situation, find the powerful words that will help you to cross that challenge or that will help you to find the solution to that problem. And it would be different for each one. It wouldn't be the same. It means each situation is calling for something different. And Baba gave us a wealth of knowledge so we can use those things. So it's not that one mantra will work for, you know, everything. May not, I don't know, but I think it's more fun to experiment with different aspects of gyan for different situations. I know for me, I get bored very easily, and if I have to think of the same point of knowledge for every situation, I probably would have left Baba by now. I have to find new ways. I keep finding new ways. I keep playing with the jewels of knowledge. I keep playing with the different points, applying them to different situations. That's why he gave them to us, right? So we can enjoy playing with the jewels of knowledge and finding powerful thoughts that will help me to regain my self-mastery. You know, I was discussing this topic with some of my other brothers and sisters, asking them, you know, what do you think of these things, you know, of this mantra? What does it mean for you? I'm sorry. And the thing is, self-mastery, if we had to live by ourselves, right, we would have been perfect by now, right? We didn't have anybody to, right, we didn't have anyone to report to. We weren't accountable to anyone for anything, right? We would have achieved it by now. But like Baba would tell us, the kingdom is not just I alone, you know. It's made up of so many. So many are going to be living there, and so we in the process of achieving self mastery, I also have to learn how to work with people, live with people, interact with everyone in harmony and in beauty and with respect and love and all these things, and so. I have to find methods. I have to find solutions. I have to find answers, because each one is unique and each situation is unique. Right? No two situations are really the same, are they? Because no two of us are the same. Right? With each person you are interacting with, the situation is unique. Even I interacting with each one of you would be different, and you interacting with each other would be different from my interaction or my connection. So for each phase of our life, each moment of our day, I can play with so many beautiful things. And so this little exercise I gave you is something that you might want to come up with your own exercise, probably what might work better for you. But think of it in that way. What is going to work for me here? And remember, a mantra, it's a sacred word or a sacred thought, which means what comes with a mantra is power. Because in that sacredness is the purity. So whatever it is I'm coming up with, it shouldn't be something just off the top of my head. I'm a beautiful soul. Yeah. What does that mean? Right? So it should be something that is a little deeper, something that I have experienced in meditation. I have felt in meditation. It has come from Baba. It has come from God. It's an experience that came from God. So it is coming from a deeper place than just off the top of my head. Because off the top of my head, my ego could be interfering. And we don't want to deal with that. I mean, we deal with that, but not in this kind of a way. So in coming up with a mantra, I need some silence. I need some detachment, solitude, observer stage, where I'm really in that soul consciousness and I'm a detached observer. The situation is out there, and I am here. I, the soul. I am not even the thoughts. I'm the creator of the thought. So I'm not even all the thinking that's going on. That's not me. That's just my mind chattering away, trying to justify something that's going on, or denying something that's going on, or whatever it might be, right? My mind is just chattering. That's not me. I'm separate from that. That's my creation. I'm the creator. Soul. So I need to be separating myself from all of that and just be the soul. Be with Baba. Now I look at that situation. Now when I look at that situation, I'm really looking at it as an observer, which means I don't have an opinion of what's going on. Because any situation is neither right nor wrong. What is it? It's a situation. It's just what it is. That's what it is. It's neither right nor wrong. It's neither good nor bad. It's just a situation. Yeah, I remember Bridgman Bible always tell us this, right? Whatever happens in the drama is right. Even the wrong is also right, because it is in the drama, and the drama cannot be wrong. So there's nothing wrong. Everything is right. So whatever is happening, it's neither right nor wrong. It's neither good nor bad. It's just what it is. Now, who says it's right or wrong? No. Right. It's my ego that is trying to tell me right. Because if my ego is saying, that's wrong, what is my ego telling me? I am right. Right? If my ego says that's wrong, that's good, then I will want to do it. If my ego says it's bad, then my ego is telling me stay away from that. But it might not be bad, you know. It might be something that might be good for me. Like, for example, be nice to one who is not nice to you. Right? My ego will say, why should I be nice to somebody who is always nasty to me? Right? And we know what that means. And so, detached observer, I really have to be in that soul consciousness. So I'm observing. So I don't have an opinion. I'm really watching the movie. And now, I am going to decide what I need to do. And remember, I'm with Baba also. I'm not doing this on my own kind of thing. I'm with Baba. Baba is my companion. Or Baba is my friend. Or Baba is my teacher. Or Baba is my brother. Or Baba is my father or mother. Whatever relationship you feel at that moment most comfortable with, you see Baba in that form. And together, right, the answer comes. This is what I should be doing. This is the attention I need to have. This is the consciousness I need to have. This is the attitude I need to have to resolve it. Right? Well, that becomes the mantra now. Right? The consciousness, the awareness, the attitude, whatever it might be. That's your mantra. Now, when it's coming from that place, from my experience, it comes with such a clarity and a strength that you know that this is what I need to do. And the moment you act on it, means you emerge the consciousness, because in meditation, because you're in that state of meditation, right? So you allow yourself to feel whatever it is it's surfacing at that time. You feel that, you be that, you're experiencing it, you are it. So now when you are in that place, that's who you are now. That's your power. Then when you come into the situation, you apply that, what happens? You surprise yourself, first of all. I surprise myself. Oh, did I really say that? Did it really happen? And the situation gets resolved. Which means the karmic accounts begin to get settled. Now you're on the road of recovery, You're on the road of growth. You're moving forward on your path. Right? Nobody's hurt in the process, you nor those involved. Because it didn't come from our ego. It came from my true self and from Baba. So now I'm really moving forward. Does that make sense to you? You're very quiet. Make sense? Do you see this being applicable to you? Yeah, I'm hearing you and seeing you both. Because, you know, I don't like to give. I don't know if this is being recorded, but this can go off the record. I don't like to give classes. But, huh? Oh. Huh?
But I thought this time, okay, fine, I'll say yes.
And the reason why is because I like to see it. I mean, this is my personal thing. Eh? I like it to be experiential and more practical, because we've heard a lot. And I didn't come today to give you a class. I came today for us to share, you know, to be together in this. We're on the same journey. Some of us may be a little longer than some, but our situations and circumstances are basically the same. Because those of us who are longer in Gyan are hearing the same words over and over, and we didn't get it right yet. So we're still on the path. And so we are here to do this together. We are here to learn together, study together, and move forward together. And that's what I would like to leave with you. That you are not alone on this path. We are all in this and on this together. And we are here to support each other. Because that golden age is not going to come if some of us are left behind. You know, at the UN, they have this very, popular statement. And their favorite slogan is, leave no one behind. And I love that slogan very much. Because Baba also tells us the same thing. All of us have to go home. And when do we go home? Huh? When we are karmatit? We might wait forever. When do we go home? We go home together. I shouldn't say when. How? Or when? We all go home together. Right? Whether we become complete, perfect, or however we do, but we always go home together. No one will be left behind. No one. Even if we have to get, you know, punished, right, as you would say, to finish up whatever karmic accounts we have to finish up, or become pure, but no one will be left behind. None of us. He's not going to leave any one of us behind. And that's one of the most beautiful things. That each and every one of us is so important. And so never feel yourself to be alone, or you have to struggle, or somebody's better than you, or you are better than somebody else. I don't know which one is worse. But we are all together. And we are here to support each other. We are here to help each other to move forward. And so, don't blame anybody for anything that has happened to you. Because remember, nothing is right or wrong, good or bad. Right? It just happened. So blaming somebody for, you know, what I am or whatever is not going to work. Right? Blaming yourself for whatever you did or didn't do is not going to work. Because what you did or didn't do is also neither right nor wrong, neither good nor bad. You just did it. How do we do it? No, to correct it, to improve it, I have to understand that it's neither good nor bad. It's just what it is. So now that I have the choice, let me work on it. Karma will still be in play because I did something that made it happen anyway. But for me to sit down and judge myself, whether it was right or wrong or good or bad, is not going to help me. It didn't help anyone in the world so far, so it's not going to help me now. Instead, if I accept that whatever happened, happened, it's not whether it was right or wrong. That's not important. What is important is that it happened and it didn't taste nice. So what do I want to do now? Do I want to continue like that or do I want to improve that? Now, that is what counts at the moment. The choice I'm going to make now. Right? Whatever already happened, I can't undo it, you know? Right? But I can improve myself today. You see, it might be a wrong thing, as I say, or a bad thing that happened. I did a wrong thing, a bad thing. But by telling myself this, that was a bad thing I did, how does that taste? Right? And because we're already suffering from low self-esteem, we don't want to do that anymore to ourselves, right? The victim game. Oh, this happened to me because of my bad karma. What can I do now? Huh? So crying over it is not going to help me. What will help me is stop, observe, and steer. Stop, observe. I have to accept it. Now what do I want to do about it? Do I want to continue down that road? Or do I want to steer my vehicle? Maybe take another route. Right? This one has another traffic jam. Let me find another one. Right? Now, that doesn't mean the karma philosophy is not going to work. It's going to work anyway because it is what it is. One of the laws of nature is going to work anyway. But it might now work in my favor some more, probably, because now I have taken my life in my hands. I'm now accountable for what I am doing. So now I can shift the karmic account around. I can shift the energy around. Oh yes, be careful for what you ask for, because when you get it, accept it. So what I might think is in my favor might not necessarily become my ego is trying to tell me it's not a good thing. Right? And so if I'm hesitating or if I'm resisting something, that chances are 99% of the times that's exactly what I should be doing. Right? Because why am I resisting? So I need to stop again, stand back, and observe. Why am I resisting this, to do this? You know? I need to honestly ask myself that question. And most times when I stand back and observe and ask myself the question, the answer is the same. That's exactly what I have to be doing. And why am I resisting? Because my ego is trying to tell me something else. And my ego is my false identity, no? It's not who I am. Right? So who I am is that pure self, a pure, beautiful soul that Baba sees when he looks at us. And that's who I am. And I need to see myself like that. I need to emerge that feeling ever so often. And tell that ego, hey, I don't need your advice anymore. No, I've been listening to you for a long time. I don't need your advice anymore. Thank you very much. You've done a great job so far, but I don't need it anymore. Right? So fight your ego. Start employing your own self to do your job. Which means, take responsibility for yourself. You're the soul. And you're the one that's doing everything. You're the one that's making all decisions. So take accountability for that. And here's the situation in front of me. What would I like to do? How do I see myself acting or interacting in this situation? Now, this is something I do. I wouldn't say I do it all the time, but I do it often. I've made a commitment to myself some years ago. Before you say anything, before you even think it, stop. Are you sure this is what you want to say? I ask myself. And even if the situation, you know, is demanding you to answer, you take those 5 seconds and ask yourself, what I'm about to say, is that what I really want to say? And no one will miss you for 5 seconds. If the answer is yes, go right ahead. If the answer is no, nobody will tell you anything if you say, give me a moment, let me think about it. I need to think about this. Nobody will say anything. Even your boss will not say anything. I know that for guarantee. Give me a moment. Let me think about what you just asked me to do. Because if you are clear in what you are and what you want, it comes across a little differently than if we just jump into action. Because once we commit, once we say yes to something, it's not so easy to turn back, right? And say no. I changed my mind. So,
सतयुग में तुमको आना है, शिव पिता को अब याद करो। ये संगम का स्वर्णिम